This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, welcome aboard. If you missed Hour 1, you missed Donald Trump Jr. With us. So you can go back and get that podcast at the Kevin McCullough Podcast Universe on iTunes and SoundCloud. Later this hour, we will at least bring you the audio version of the Abby Johnson interview that I did in a sit-down. We're having trouble with our video playback tonight for some reason, so we'll see how that goes. And we're expecting to hear, hopefully, from Britt McHenry any little bit here. She wrote a very interesting piece this week for FoxNews.com, and she, of course, is the host of the hottest new entity on the streaming side of Fox News, a little thing that they call Fox Nation. And she is the co-host with Tyrus, who just goes by Tyrus. He's a big guy. He used to do security for like Snoop Dogg and stuff. And anyway, they're just very cool because they just talk about all the untalkable stuff. At a show called UnPC, and it's the number one show on Fox Nation. So we hope to hear from her shortly as well. She is our featured guest tonight. And I confirmed with her earlier today, so I'm hoping she didn't fall asleep or something. You know, when you're working in multiple media markets, and you're back and forth between D.C. and New York every week for a few days each, you can get a little tired. You can get a little on the tired side. So I certainly understand and comprehend that. I am tempted to open the phone lines. I don't do this very often, but tempted to open the phone lines and ask your thoughts now that the Mueller investigation has wrapped up, has concluded, to just tell us just one line. What do you think it means for the country? In fact, we'll just put you directly on the air when you call. We won't even make you wait. We'll just get straight to you. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Has the Trump-Russia issue been satisfied to your satisfaction? Do you feel as though that it is a done deal? What do you think of Democrats this week saying that they're going to keep the committees going, that they're going to go and call all these people back? And Adam Schiff, for instance, who runs the Intelligence Committee, which is an important committee. In fact, the members of that committee are appointed by the heads of the parties in the Congress. It's not something that they just run for or say, hey, I'd like to serve on that or whatever. Like the heads, Pelosi and McCarthy, pick the people that they want on the Intelligence Committee because there's a certain degree of sensitivity concerning the stuff that they are working with. Adam Schiff, basically for the last 2 years as the ranking member on that, and now as the chairman, because the Democrats took power, it has said that there was boatloads of proof of collusion and conspiracy, that there was all kinds of enormous justifications for this kind of talk that they had engaged in that basically made the president appear to be corrupt. And then when the Mueller report comes out, and again, it's the contrast of what he had to work with versus what they were all saying he would prove. And Mueller had unlimited resources. He had 19 of the best prosecutors in the country, almost all of them Hillary supporters, hence making them very motivated to try to do the very best they could to find the wrongdoing. And the president comes back squeaky clean. No evidence. No evidence of any collusion. Now, we thought a week ago when I was at this microphone, we thought that that might be what the report said. But then on Sunday, Mr. Barr's report demonstrated that was, in fact, the case. So is it prosperous? Is it useful for these folks to continue down this path along this train of thought? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. In addition to that, there were a couple of other things that were kind of significant for the president. You remember that guy that was going to supposedly take him down, Michael Avenatti? He's sitting in jail now. That was a pretty good Monday afternoon bit of news for the president. Not that he was really worried. It doesn't even impact the president. What am I saying? Nobody cares. I think those of us that thought that Avenatti was a jerk felt some degree of joy in seeing him do the perp walk with the cuffs behind him. But then on Tuesday, there was a significant development, and that was the House tried to vote to overturn the election process or the outcome that the president had put into play when he said he was going to use the executive action to demonstrate his will on the issue of the border wall. And so there was that was not in fact sustained. They needed the veto to be overridden in order to stop the president, and they couldn't do it. All right, let's go to line one. Line one, you're on the air with Kevin McCullough. Hi. Line one, are you there? Line one, yes, you're on with Kevin McCullough. How are you?
Hello?
Yes, we're here, ma'am. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that. I'm so used to...
That's okay, that's okay. What's your thought? Where are you calling from?
Hi, you know who this is. This is Shinny from East Hollywood.
Hello, Shinny from East Hollywood. How are you?
I hear you. Fine, thank you. I just hit to calling. I'm going to make this real fast.
Okay.
The reason that I'm calling is because I hear your show every night. It's a great show. But I have to take...
We just knocked Shinny off the air. Can you put her back on the air there, Kyle?
It looks like she just...
No, she did not. You just knocked her off the air. Shinny, call back, please. All right. This is getting a little more difficult than we thought. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Try back, Shinny. You were telling some great story, and I wanted to make sure that we got what you were saying there on the air. And I'm sorry that we knocked you off like that. So just call on back. 888-340-3373. Do we have line five? Is line five there? Is this Britt McHenry on line five? Okay. So that was Brittany. All right, we're gonna get, so we're down a person tonight. This is the interesting thing about all this. And the second that you're down, of course you're gonna get the weird things that happen the one night that you're down a person. So here we go. Is this line five? All right, let's put line five on the air. I'm guessing that on line five right here, and lock it in so it can't be knocked off again. I bet this is Britt McHenry calling right here. Britt, are you there?
This is me. Sorry for a bit of confusion. I was waiting specifically for you, Kevin, and you know what? Sometimes you have phone issues, but I am here.
Well, we were quite concerned about you because you're one of these really prompt, studious, you dot your I's and cross your T's kind of gal. And so I knew one of two things happened. I figured you were either so exhausted from your D.C. to New York schedule right now that maybe you had just passed out on the couch and hadn't come to just as of yet, or maybe the phone had had some sort of problem. So I'm assuming that that's what it was.
Yes. Well, and I also, you know, my sports background, Kevin, I think around the same time, kind of, I met some conservative, actually Republican NFL players, believe it or not. So I won't disclose their names.
Wow.
But, yeah, you know, they're very supportive of the cause, so we'll just leave it at that.
That's very cool. Well, we're up against a break here momentarily, but Lady Britt, when we come back, you've been on the show in the past, and what we've done is we've talked about hard news and sports, but we've never had you as a guest in what we call the Ladies' Lounge, which is this section of the show. So when we get back, we're going to do the full treatment. We're going to ask you about your background and where you're from and your favorite ice cream and all the other stuff that we do in the Ladies' Lounge, and then we'll also get into some of that news and stuff as we're doing that as well. And if your little dog wants to bark and yip and be in there with us, we're all good with that too. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. We're live coast to coast, 300 radio stations, and glad you're with us right here live from New York. Don't go away.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, if you're watching on Viz TV, beautiful shot of Lower Manhattan. That's the World Freedom Tower, of course, and we hang out every Saturday. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun to have you with us. A lot of fun to kick around the top headlines. Thanks to Donald Trump Jr. for joining us in Hour 1 tonight, and yet to come, Abby Johnson, whose story is brought to the big screen in the movie that is right now. I was just looking at Box Office Mojo in the break. They are number 4 in gross ticket sales so far for the weekend, and they're number 2 on average per screen. Now, having a former business partner who was in the movies for many, many years, I started following this stuff, and that's the that second one is really what they watch. What's the average per screen? Unplanned is doing quite well, and my sit-down with Abby Johnson, kind of 60-minute style, coming up in a little bit. Or so we hope. Joining us in the ladies' lounge tonight is Britt McHenry. She's a former Major League Baseball and NFL analyst for ESPN. She now splits her time between the nation's capital and New York City when she is hosting for Fox 5, a couple of different shows that they have down there. And then for Fox Nation, she is the top-rated host, along with her buddy Tyrus, for the UnPC show on the Fox Nation, which is their digital streaming channel that you can get for a very nominal subscription fee, and then you get access to all these great things. But, Britt, you've never been in the ladies' lounge. You've been on this show many times in other capacities as an analyst and other things, so I thought it's time that we get to... So the concept behind this goes back about 6 years when I was doing late night Monday through Friday here in New York, and I just thought there were all these really awesome women that had voices that needed to be heard, and they weren't being amplified, and this was way before Me Too ever took place. And I just opened up a piece of my show every night, and I called it the Ladies' Lounge, and we'd kick around, you know, stuff from different perspectives. Different women had different expertise, and we carried over when we reformatted the weekend show, and so that's where this all came from. But we love to get to know people and where they're from. So tell us about you. How did you end up a sportscaster that then ended up in like hard news in the Fox universe? Where'd you come from as a little girl, and what were your interests, and did you think you were going to be in broadcast all the whole time?
Well, first of all, thank you for featuring me. For everybody listening, I don't think there aren't many people I have met that are as nice as you are, Kevin, and as supportive of all people in this industry, especially women and up-and-coming women such as myself. So thank you. But I am from a little town in Florida, Satellite Beach, Florida. My father was a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force. So you can imagine that's where the conservative background comes
military
from.
Military brat. Yep, I got it.
Yeah. And so he was reserve. He served in Iraq in the first wave. But he also was a commercial airline pilot and still is for American Airlines.
Nice.
So I'm very close to my dad, and that's why we were in Florida. I love Florida, but I have to be honest with you. I like the seasons of the Northeast. Now ask me the same thing, or well, we can talk about that next January, and I'll see how much I like it. But, you know, cherry blossoms were out today, and it was beautiful. And it's probably more to unpack in this segment, but you know a lot of this already. I was a Division I soccer player. I loved soccer. Broadcast media just sort of happened. I had gone to school to be a lawyer and decided last minute to go to Northwestern for my master's degree, and really loved the fast pace, that everything was changing, the travel of media. And ironically, some of those things kind of contributed to me wanting to leave sports. But I still love it. I was glued to the NCAA tournament before speaking to you.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready for the Caps and the playoffs, the hockey playoffs. But I gravitated towards Fox because I love conservatism. I love promoting it. I love exploring social issues. I think right now we're sort of at a war in our country culturally, and it's a little bit more meaningful than talking about who's active on a Sunday and who's not. So I can do both, but that's how I ended up at Fox, and our show is doing really well.
Yeah, no, it's and I've heard from multiple people behind the scenes that it's being well received, so that's great to hear.
Thank you.
And because you really deserve it, you've worked really hard. And like a lot of people that are in the public, you know, you've had unfavorable things happen that became well known. And
uh-huh.
You know, one of the things I was impressed about, Britt, and you kind of flattered me at the beginning of this. I'm going to dish a little bit this back at you, but you did two things that I was impressed with in light of the major controversy that kind of seemed to surround you. You didn't let it be the last word on who you were. And as long as I've known you, I do not even recognize who that young woman was with that parking attendant. So it was like one of those things where I can tell that you've, with great humility, become a woman of great character. And so that's the kind of stuff that I think that there's, and I work in a business in talk radio that is dominated by men. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I want to lose my job. I don't. I like my job, and I think I'm pretty good at my job. But I think that there's room for more voices at the table. And I want to have – I'm tired of the media's kind of monolithic view of who women are supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that come along and say, hey, I've got a mind of my own, and, you know, I actually think some things are a little bit different than maybe what Planned Parenthood would pretend that we all think is really – I think a rather important message to send, especially for my daughter and other young girls that are growing up.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the thing, you know, I have been in D.C. for a very long time. It's been about 10 years in the course of several jobs I've had. And I love this city. And it's a very liberal city, just like New York is.
Yeah.
And my closest girlfriends, the exception of one or two, honestly are liberal. And they are pro-choice. You know, others have had personal stories that, of course, I wouldn't divulge on air, but we've been at odds on that issue because especially as I've gotten older, I'm very pro-life, and I would rather risk my own health and my own being when that time comes to hopefully, God willing, have a family than the alternative.
Sure.
And I just, you know, I'm a very flawed individual. I think your Christianity, mine has been enhanced through some of those trials you mentioned.
Right.
Nobody's perfect. And so I don't judge anyone that thinks differently, but I think life is so precious and it's a very heated topic for me now. But here's the thing, believe it or not, you can still be friends.
That's true.
You can disagree.
Yeah.
And I do that with my friends. And, I think some of that gets lost in the social media cockphony, you know, the chaos that we all, you know, everything is a lot more angry on social media, but I just want to be myself, and I have lived mistakes in the public eye, you know, and with what you mentioned, I got hired by ESPN when I was 26, so, you know, I was very young, and I think, I don't even think my mistakes were that egregious, honestly, in the comparison of life. It's just, it was on camera.
Right.
So
no, that's the whole thing.
That's
the whole thing
in
this day and age. Can you stay with me one more segment?
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to have this commercial break, and then I've got to make room on the other side of that for Abby Johnson, who is another hero of mine. Because her story is being splashed all over big screens this weekend in America, and she's currently number 4 with number 2 in dollars per screen box office for Unplanned. If you haven't seen it, I'm going to encourage you to go see it. We're talking with Britt McHenry in the Ladies Lounge tonight at Radio Night Live, and we're really glad that she's with us. I'm also very glad she's okay because I didn't get a hold of her at the top of the hour, and last time that happened to somebody, their dogs had run off, and I was like, oh, I hope that's not Britt's case tonight, because she loves her pup. Anyway, we're coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is continuing to emphasize the immigration issue on Twitter. He cut off aid to 3 Central American countries and is calling on Mexico to stop the influx of immigrants coming into the U.S. He made the repeated threats this week to shut down the U.S. border with Mexico.
We'll keep it closed for a long time. I'm not playing games. Mexico has to stop it.
There's a very good likelihood that I'll be closing the border next week, and that'll be just fine with me.
A closure of the southern border could affect legal ports of entry, where more than $550 billion of goods are traded between Mexico and the U.S. each year. Political scientist Mark Jones says this could make the problem worse.
If they could do more to essentially align themselves with the United States on this policy, they would. They simply don't have the resources and don't have the capacity to do so.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, live from New York, it's the Hot Sardines. It's our house band. Big spenders here at Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. In the ladies' lounge tonight, Britt McHenry is back. Some of you in New York got to hear us. There was the Friday after Thanksgiving. We got up and co-hosted the Joe Piscopo show as a fill-in on Black Friday. And that was some fun radio that we got to do that morning. Talked about a lot of fun things, and I don't know. It's fun to do that something different around the holidays, Britt. And you were telling me like you've never had a holiday off, so it's not really like even unusual for you to be working on a holiday weekend.
No, until I have a family of my own, which I know that you have, and even if you do, you're going to have to work holidays in this business. But I always just kind of concede that I'll have to work. And I've worked NFL games on Thursday. Clearly, that's a big day for you know, Thanksgiving for watching. Yeah. So it's just kind of second nature to me now. So we had a blast.
We did. And for people that want to see your regular broadcast now, the NPC, now they just go to foxnation.com and get a subscription, and then you do new episodes Thursdays and Fridays.
Yes, every Thursday, Friday, and I really am not just saying this. I think your listeners, if any of you want to get Fox Nation, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised and satisfied, because they're going to be pumping a ton of resources into it this next year. It's just cool. There's historical documentaries. Abby Hornacek and I, the daughter of former Knicks coach, sweetheart, and we're going to go swimming with sharks this summer with the same guy who took Will Smith out.
Nice.
So that should be very interesting. So it's a little bit, it's like Netflix for conservatives. There's fun. Our show is very fun. I describe it like a PTI meets Greg Gutfeld show.
Right.
And there's the harder stuff. There's Deep Dive. I went on that show to talk about student loan debt and the current crisis in our country regarding that. So it has everything. Every Thursday and Friday, you can see me there. And I think we're going to be expanding. And I also have columns running on FoxNews.com every other Monday.
Yeah, so. I've seen those as well. And I used to write for Lynn a long time ago, back in the day, and I know she's a sweetheart. And it's just what you're doing is great. Everything there is just fantastic, and people should check it out. FoxNation.com to get your subscription and start watching. Britt, let me ask you about the student loan thing, because the president had, I don't know if anybody noticed, he had a darn good week this week. Russia is done. The House couldn't override his veto, and he told students on campuses, if somebody says you can't speak, we're just going to withhold research grants from their research departments. And people got upset about it, but you wrote about something else that the Higher Education Act could be impacted by. What were your thoughts there?
So that quietly went under the radar because, understandably, of all the big news the past 2 weeks, but Ivanka Trump really championed it. She was there to unveil it. And basically, it's a list of proposals, one of which, to my surprise, the fake narrative people who say that, you know, Trump administration and Trump is racist, they want to invest more money into historically black colleges because the statistics show that the graduation rates are high there and those graduates go on to contribute more to the economy. So there's more investment there. There's including universities in the private sector and taking on some of this burden. I had proposed lowering the federal interest rate because, you know, if there's anyone like me, if you get student loans and you just get the automatic withdrawals every month. Kevin, I didn't even realize my federal student loan interest rate was 5.5%. That is more than a mortgage.
Yeah.
And I understand it's because, you know, there's no tangible property to seize. But let me just give you a few numbers. 44 million Americans currently in the country are struggling with student loan debt. It has increased since 2003 by 350%. And overall, a low estimate by economists is that we have $1.5 trillion in student loan debt. So I truly believe this will be the next Social Security crisis. And I even mentioned that in my op-ed, how my generation is funneling funds into Social Security. We're probably not going to see a dime of it. And we're also strapped with student loan debt from college. So I think changes need to be made. I am very sensitive to it because I have to pay off $60,000 in student loans on my own. So you can check it out on FoxNews.com. But I do commend the Trump administration and even a Democrat. Kevin, if a Democrat comes out with a good proposal, I commend anybody who's going to start addressing that.
Yeah, no, that's really important. And friends, I think you'll get to know Britt as you do read her. Follow her on Twitter as well. She's got a great Twitter feed at Britt McHenry. it's kind of smarmy and kind of funny and very kinda in your
smarmy.
Face at times. I love all of that. And Britt, we'll catch up again soon. I appreciate you jumping on with us, even though we were a little bit late tonight. And thanks.
I'm sorry for missing you. And no tweeting and drinking. So you won't see a tweet from me tonight.
And I'll see you on your show tomorrow night in Washington D.C.
Yes, number one show at that time slot. So
that's
we're
awesome.
Excited.
All right, Britt, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for being here. Coming up next, my one-on-one sit down with Abby Johnson. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Code KMC.
Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us live from New York. I've been teasing it all show. We had a chance about a year ago to sit down with Abby Johnson, whose story is in theaters this weekend. Here we go.
Abby, it's a pleasure to see you in person. You've always been by phone on my radio show. Why did you go to work for Planned Parenthood?
You know, I think I was very naive. I was a young college student and was raised pro-life, but didn't really know much about abortion or the pro-choice movement. And so I met a woman who was with Planned Parenthood, and she started giving me all of the talking points that Planned Parenthood has that they give to the media. And I didn't know any better. I thought that, you know, she was being honest, that she was being truthful with me, and everything that she was saying
sounded good, sounded like it was something that I wanted to be a part of. And so I just think I was very naive and very trusting at that point in my life, and I was easily manipulated.
Before the day, did you have any signs that you were not where you wanted to be?
Yes.
Okay.
I did. I think my heart had sort of been prepared for that moment with the ultrasound. I think I was being prepared the entire year. We were told that we were going to be building the largest abortion facility in the Western Hemisphere, and that was part of my affiliate. It was in Houston. And we were going to be doing abortions through 6 months gestation, which I just thought, that is so far. That is just not something I think I want to be a part of. Mm. That was really the first crack that I saw where I came home and said, I don't know that I want to work for Planned Parenthood anymore. But then I was told about abortion quotas. We were going to be doubling our abortion quotas. We had some issues with our funding, and we weren't the charitable organization that I thought that we were.
Were quotas financially incentivized?
They were to the directors. So if we met our quotas for the year, then I would get a large bonus.
Take us to the day. What happened?
I was called in to assist during an ultrasound-guided abortion, and I'd never seen anything like this before. To my knowledge, that type of procedure had never been performed at our facility before. And my job was to hold the ultrasound probe on the woman's abdomen so the doctor would be able to see the baby on the screen during the abortion. And I honestly just watched in horror as this 13-week-old baby was literally fighting against the abortion instrument.
It knew what was, it knew that it didn't like what it was experiencing.
Yeah, the baby appeared to be trying to move away, sort of flailing his arms and legs, trying to move away from the instrument. And I had never seen anything like that before. I had never even really considered the value or the life of the child in the womb, because the mother had always been my primary patient. And so this was very eye-opening for me.
Take us to the day after the ultrasound.
You know, I was conflicted. I knew that I didn't want to work there anymore, but I also didn't want to leave. I was just so confused and not knowing what to do, but ultimately I knew that the right thing was going to be leaving the clinic. And thankfully I had had, you know, I'd had a Christian foundation, and so I'd always been taught to believe that if we follow Christ, he will take care of us.
Did you believe that leaving was going to lead to anti-abortion?
I didn't. Because when I left, I wouldn't even dare call myself pro-life, because I considered pro-lifers to be these crazy nuts, right? And I didn't want to be a part of that. It took a while before I was really ready to embrace the pro-life movement.
Why does the movie need to be made?
I just think abortion, I believe, is so pervasive in our society because it is done in secret. It is a procedure.
Well, you had worked there, mm-hmm. and you'd never seen it.
Right. And it is done in secret, and I think that is why it continues to be perpetuated and heralded as this, as just a choice, or, you know, so maybe even a rite of passage for women, or a good choice for women. For me, you know, it's like we watch these videos that, you know, that are out, and if we see a victim, if we see someone being shot, if we see someone being harmed, we almost have to, we wince, right? We look away, we close our eyes because it's so terrible to see. But we've never seen a baby fighting for its life during an abortion procedure. The general public has never seen that before. And so this is going to be an opportunity for everyone to be able to see what's happening inside the womb, to see what's happening in these abortion clinics, and to walk away changed.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Abby Johnson is in the other room.
Here.
Our first order of business is to present Planned Parenthood's Employee of the Year Award. Abby Johnson.
This is Abby. She's our newest volunteer escort. Abby, this is Cheryl D'Alessandro.
I'd be the youngest director in Planned Parenthood history.
You'll actually be in charge of the abortions at your clinic.
I have a chance to make a real difference.
You got it.
No matter what you do for the rest of your life, you're still going to be a baby killer.
The only thing that's changed is you, Abby. Can you even hear yourself talk right now about these procedures? These are little babies.
I'm not going to apologize for doing a job that helps women in crisis.
There's still a part of me that is unsure.
I know. But the one thing that all experts agree on is that at this stage, the fetus can't feel anything. Sorry to bother you, but they need an extra person in the back room. Are you free? It was like he was twisting and fighting for his life.
We commend the souls of these hundreds of children. And Lord, we pray to end abortion.
I really appreciate what you've done for us. I'll not forget it.
22,000 abortions. How do I even comprehend that?
Rough day at the office.
You're making a mess.
Your dad and me, you are our baby from the moment of conception.
We are paying you to be a perfect instrument of corporate policy. We are an abortion provider.
I can't be part of this anymore. Everything that they told us is a lie.
Don't underestimate the repercussions of this. You gotta be careful.
Let me tell you what's going to happen if you walk through that door.
Congratulations. You make an enemy of one of the most powerful organizations on the planet.
All right, it's in theaters this weekend, and we will hope that it does well. It's in the fourth place spot right now. Kevin McCullough, final segment, coming back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Well, glad to have you with us. Thank you for hanging out, Kevin McCullough. Always appreciate your companionship on these Saturday evening get-togethers. It's been a pretty interesting week, and I think it's going to be pretty interesting between now and the rest of this year. I don't think that there's going to be much boredom. So who did I run into? Was it Fox last week? And I was speaking with, I'm trying to remember who, oh, it was former Congressman Daryl Issa from California. We were in the green room, and, you know, he was like, hey, you know, I'm not in Congress anymore, you know, what are things like? I said, well, are you kidding with the guy in the White House? It's something new every single day, which is why some of the important stuff that I really care about sometimes gets overlooked, and that's why I'm not going to want to let this die. We're kicking off tonight a journey over the next 3 months that I hope ends up rescuing 82 actual individuals out of individual slavery in northern Sudan. We have the opportunity, because Christian Solidarity International, my wonderful partner that I love so much and work with across the nation now, is at work in 82 different scenarios where a slave has been discovered, a slave owner has been identified, a negotiation is beginning to take place, and we hope that by around the 1st of June there'll be a liberation possible for these 82 individuals. I'm asking you, will you consider helping one of them tonight? $25 a month for 10 months gives one slave their life forever. These were people that were taken during the Sudanese War. The Islamic Northerners took Christian Southerners as slaves, mostly women, lots of children, and they have brutalized them, abused them, sexually oppressed them for these numbers of years. But since the Civil War has concluded, the two governments are now working together, but nobody went in and got the slaves released, and that's where Christian Solidarity is at work to do that. So I'm hoping that you will help us accomplish that this week. 888-342-1010. There are 82 lives that we can actually set free. And if you could do one, if your family could just do one, $25 a month times 10 months or $50 a month times 5 months, either one of those options will let one slave go free. If you could do a one-time gift of $250, that's what that adds up to. That sets one slave free. So you're going to hear me talk a lot about that. My goal is that we get all 82 done before the 1st of June. Will you help us? Will you take the journey with us? 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can also go to CSI's website, Christian Solidarity International, and just click on my picture there on the homepage. You can give through their website as well, CSI.org. Kevin McCullough saying thank you for being here. Thank you to Abby Johnson for the sit down. Thank you to Britt McHenry for the ladies lounge. Thank you to Don Trump for Don Trump Jr. for stopping by this last week. We will see you next week. Kristen B. Tate stopping in the ladies lounge next week. One of the cast favorites around here. We'll see you then.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.